Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for Press Pass. Last week, I understand you sat down with George Hasiotis. He is the vice president of the Greater Buffalo Sports and Entertainment Complex. Now, you discussed a proposed $1.4 billion stadium proposal to build a Bills Stadium and Museum on the Outer Harbor in downtown Buffalo. Really, from Hasiotis's perspective, how realistic is this? Could it happen?
He insists that this plan for a retractable roof stadium, museum, entertainment complex is extraordinarily feasible, and that his development group just needs time and the ability to make the project happen.
What is the NFL saying about such a stadium? What would it require? You talk about the retractable roof.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that Hasiotis has been facing, not just from me, but from a number of skeptics who say, wait a minute, the stakeholders haven't even been involved in this. We haven't heard anything. I mean, one of the top Bills officials called it a non-starter. The NFTA, which owns the land, has made it clear that it wants to use this land for, quote, public access. So the question that has been asked of Hasiotis is, wait a minute, what about the stakeholders, many of whom seem to be throwing cold water on this plan?
What the NFL needs from this community and what the NFL has told our professional partners is Buffalo better show that they want this franchise, because this nonsense about renovating a stadium that's shot is going nowhere.
But has the NFL been supportive
Absolutely.
In your talks of this project? Because we've really not heard that.
You
in the
can't.
Public.
You won't hear that, because these are all one-on-one conversations between professionals that work in this business day to day.
An interesting development: our City Hall reporter Jill Terreri reports that the Common Council is generally in favor of seeing the NFTA give this land option to Hasiotis' group, basically saying, okay, we're going to give you some time to pull this project together and, try to vet it and see where it goes. It looks like there's going to be a vote on that in the council on Tuesday. However, let's remember, it's not the Common Council that owns the land, and the NFTA has the final say, and it certainly sounds as if convincing the NFTA to give that land option is an uphill battle.
Well, in knowing how difficult and the process was for the renovation work at Ralph Wilson Stadium and the process they go through with Erie County, I can't even imagine how lengthy a process would be to build a brand new stadium.
Well, but Hasiotis's point is, if you don't start now, you're going to have a problem. He claims that putting money into a stadium that he calls shot is a recipe for disaster, that you're not going to keep the franchise if you just do a Band-Aid approach over at the Ralph. So his point is, yeah, it's going to take some time, so let's start now.
Now, under this proposed plan for a downtown stadium, it's calling for 5,000 parking spots. Clearly, that's not going to fit the demand of over 70,000 Bills fans that converge on a stadium site for game day.
We asked Hasiotis about that, and this was his answer.
That's a lot more parking than they have in Dallas or Indianapolis or Yankee Stadium.
But we don't have public transit down there.
Yes. Well, we do, because it's only a half-mile link, and we would link the light rail subway to that facility.
And, of course, that is also a decision that the Hasiotis group can't make. That's a public transit decision and a very costly decision. And this is probably a good time to talk a little bit about the financing issue.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. How the taxpayers have already been put up to pay for, the Ralph Wilson Stadium renovations. How will we play a role in that as taxpayers? And what's the funding formula?
Well, Hasiotis says there won't be a penny of upfront public money until a deal is finalized, essentially, that he is convinced there will be $1 billion in private sector investment, and that the several hundred million dollars that would be coming from the public sector, assuming this stadium comes to be, would essentially be money that's already been budgeted for infrastructure, highways, items of that nature.
Who's talking about this on the political side that thinks this is a good idea to bring it in?
Well, council members are going on record essentially saying, at least most of them, saying, hey, let's give this a chance. Let's not throw cold water on it. Damone Smith has been supportive. But I think your question implies there have been some skeptics. Howard Zemsky over at the NFTA says that this land needs to be used for public access. To that, Hasiotis says, hey, wait a minute. This would be one of the biggest public access projects ever. this is public access. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of components to that. Brian Higgins has certainly been, I think skeptical is a good word for that. So, you know, you've got a lot of lively debate on this project.
And what's Hasiotis's next step in this then? What does he do next?
Well, he says that he needs the land option. His group needs that opportunity because you really can't move forward with a lot of the complex financing pieces until you have a land option. And he's hoping that that's going to occur. But again, there are folks who do not think this is the right path to take.
Well, Brian Meyer, as always, thank you for coming in and sharing your Buffalo News in Focus stories with us.
Thank you, Eileen.